Americans have responded to drug addiction in a number of different ways in recent decades. The war on drugs of the 1980s and 90s spawned mass incarceration of black and brown populations. Some addicts, many of whom have some measure of wealth and privilege, are sent to rehab. In the face of the opioid crisis of the last decade, there has been a growing recognition of the inevitability of drug use. That attitude change has led to the proliferation of clean needle exchange centers in providing overdose medication like naloxone to drug users, their families, and law enforcement. In Illinois, one state legislator wants to provide a legal path for another approach, allowing people addicted to drugs to take illegal substances under the supervision of a medical professional. Democratic State Representative LaShawn Ford of Chicago says supervised injection facilities, which he calls safe consumption rooms, would reduce the likelihood of fatal overdoses.
We know that not meeting people where they're at to provide the support that they need in the struggle of a substance use disorder only harms the community with loose needles, only harms families with preventable drug overdoses.
Currently, such facilities are illegal in the United States. At least 7 states and a few cities in the U.S. have tried to pilot legal injection site programs, but have mostly failed in the face of pressure from the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration and U.S. Justice Department. In all of those cases, the idea that users would bring their own drugs is a huge legal sticking point. In Philadelphia, a nonprofit called Safe House has been locked in a legal battle with the feds over its proposed injection site. Federal prosecutors there claim Safe House's project would violate the so-called crack house statute within federal drug law, which makes it a felony to operate a space dedicated to the manufacturing, distribution, or use of illegal drugs. Robert Bell, special agent in charge of the DEA Chicago Field Division, couldn't speak specifically to the Safe House case, but says the whole concept of a legal injection site does more harm than good.
When users purchase heroin and fentanyl, those transactions stimulate the illegal drug market by putting money in the hands of profit-driven drug organizations and even violent gangs.
Bell says instead of normalizing intravenous drug use, the DEA recommends drug counseling by medical professionals and occasional doctor-prescribed medicated-assisted treatments. But Rhonda Goldfein, the executive director of Safe House, says her organization is not encouraging drug use. Rather, Safe House would be providing an alternative approach to addiction. Drug overdose rates in Philadelphia are one of the highest in the country.
Safe House is composed of people of faith and conscience. We believe that if you can save a life, you're required to save a life.
North of the border in Canada, North America's first legal injection site fought for years to get exempted from that country's federal drug laws in order to operate. That was nearly 20 years ago. And now, Dr. Mark Lesician, Deputy Chief Medical Officer at Insight in Vancouver, says his organization sparked a movement that's extended to 25 other facilities across Canada. Lesician says Canadian centers like Insight also provide a number of wraparound services for patients, including access to counseling, test strips to determine whether drugs contain fentanyl, and clean needle exchanges.
We have, you know, we typically arrive 100 injections there a day, and, you know, since its opening, there's never been a death due to an overdose.
Representative Ford's proposal also calls for funding of other resources and services at safe consumption sites, including condoms, naloxone, educational literature, and drug rehabilitation counseling.
We know that in neighborhoods where overdoses are very prevalent, that resources are very low to help people with substance use disorder. This will be one that speaks to them directly.
Ford's proposal cleared a House committee last month and is set for debate on the House floor later this spring. I'm Derek Cantu.